So let's review. The Gemara continues the incident cited by Gamliel in the Mishnah. There was a tzaduki living with us in our mava in Yerushalayim, and my father, Shimon Gamliel, did not require us to rent his rishus, but accepted his bittul rishus. The Gemara cites a brisa which relates a similar incident sometime later in the time of Gamliel himself. In both the Mishnah and the brisa, we have a machlekes of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda as to how Reb Gamliel dealt with the bittul rishus of the tzaduki. After some discussion based on the Mishnah Amud Beis, the Gemara concludes, Reb Meir holds that one who was mevatel rishus can reclaim his rights. B'shaloi hechziku b'nei mavoi b'mavoi. By bringing something out from his rishus to the mavoi, thereby using the mavoi before the others establish their use of the mavoi. Aval hechziku b'nei mavoi b'mavoi, but if the others already brought some of their things out, they have established their rights to the mavoi, and he can no longer reclaim his rights. Therefore, Reb Meir understands Gamliel's instructions as such. Use the mavi immediately before the tzaduki would use it to rescind his bittul rishus and reclaim his rights in the mavi. According to Yehuda, Gamliel said, "Maharu va'asu tracheichim b'mavi. Hurry and do everything on Friday because you might not be able to do it on Shabbos." The Gemara offers two explanations. The first pshat is the simple understanding of the text of the Braisa and can also be reconciled with the text of the Mishnah. According to Yehuda, Gamliel actually agrees with the Tanakhama that tzaduki harei kunachi. A tzaduki is like a non-Jew in that he cannot be mevat rishus to others, and therefore Gamliel told, you will not be able to carry in the mavoi on Shabbos. The second pshat explains only the text of the Mishnah. Even according to Yehuda, Gamliel holds tzaduki ain't a kenachri. A tzaduki is not like a kenachri, and he can be mevat rishus. However, he can reclaim his rights even after hechzika b'nei mavoi b'mavoi. Therefore, Gamliel told him to do everything before Shabbos, because he might reclaim his rights sometime on Shabbos, and you will not be able to bring anything out after that. The text of the Braisa can only be understood that he cannot be mevat rishus at all. Therefore, we must say that the Braisa is speaking of a mumer lechal Shabbos befahesia, an irreligious Jew or tzaduki who violates the Shabbos publicly and is viewed as a non-Jew, and he does not have the ability to be mevat rishus. If he is only mechal Shabbos betzina, we view him as a Jew, and he can be mevat rishus. The Gemara continues with this topic. I'm Rav Huna. Ezehu Yisrael Mumer, zeh mechal Shabbos befahesia. Rav Huna defines Yisrael Mumer, an irreligious Jew, as somebody who violates Shabbos publicly. The Gemara has two suggestions as to what Rav Huna meant by this. He meant that one who violates Shabbos publicly cannot be mevat rishus, and as in the case of a nachri, his presence in a mavi will make it usur unless he rents out his rights. Rav Huna meant that somebody who violates Shabbos publicly is suspected of violating every other aver too. Even though the Rabbanan hold, chashal davar echad lohava chashal char tarkula, somebody suspected of one aver is not suspected of violating the rest of the Torah, there are two exceptions. Avodah zarah, as Rashi says, chamur avodah zarah shekala moideba kakoifer b'chala tarkula, one who worships idols is considered to be denying the entire Torah. Nechil Shabbos, as the Gemara here says, chamir Shabbos kavodah zarah. Desecrating the Shabbos is equivalent to Avodah Zarah, as Mefarshim explained, because he denies the existence of Hashem who created the world in 6 days. Zok the Mishnah, Anshei Chatzar Sheshachach Echad Mehen V'lo Eirv, Beisei Aser Loi V'lohem. If a member of a Chatzar did not join the Eirv, and he was Mavatel Rishus of his portion of the Chatzar, but not of his house, although the others may carry in the Chatzar, nobody in the Chatzar may carry in or out of this man's house. Because a Mavatel Rishus Chatzari Rishus Beisei Loi Bitel. When somebody gives up their rights in the chatzar, they still retain their rights in their house, because some people do not mind living in houses without any chatzar. V'shalahem mutr loy v'lahem. The other people's homes are mutr for everybody, even for him. D'hava oirech l'gabayu, because the person who did not join the Erev is considered a guest of the others. Nosn loy rishusan hu mutr v'hein asurin. If the others who had joined in the Erev gave their rights to the one who did not join, he is the only one who may carry in the chatzar. The others may not, because chamish le'gabichad le'hav arach. We cannot consider a group of people to be the guests of a single individual. Hayushnayim oisin zelzeh. If there were two people who failed to join the Erev, even if after the rest of the residents were mevatel to these two, and then one of them was mevatel rishus to the other, they cannot carry, because the person currently being mevatel rishus did not have a right to carry in the chatzar when the other residents originally were mevatel their rishus to the two who had not joined the Erev, because at that time there were two people who asked each other. She'echad neisin rishus v'neitel rishus. One person can relinquish his rights or receive the rights of the others. Shnayim noisn rishus ve'ein noisn rishus. Two or more people can relinquish to one person, but they cannot receive the rights of others. The Mishnah continues. Me'emesai noisn rishus. When is bitl rishus done? Be'shami emrim mi'ba'idyoim. It must be done before the onset of Shabbos. U'b'siloim mishachashecha. It can be done even at the onset of Shabbos. Mishnah noisn rishusai ve'haitzi. If after being mevatel rishus, one deliberately brings things out of his house to the chatzar, he is considered to have rescinded his bitl rishus and reclaimed his rights in the chatzar. It is now usur for all of the residents to carry in the chatzar because of this individual who is now joining the Erev. If he inadvertently brings something out, he did not actually reclaim his rights. However, as the Gemara explained on Daf Samaches Mabez, Remeir holds, Kontzu shogig otu mezid. The Chacham prohibited Shogig as well because people might continue to carry even in the case of Mezid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Mezid Eiser, B'Shogig Eina Eiser. He only asks B'Mezid, not B'Shogig, because Lo Kanzu Shogig Ata Mezid. The Chacham did not forbid Shogig out of concern that people continue to carry even in the case of Mezid.